message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
To the first night in this Signs and Wonders fast, and I know that somebody here tonight definitely will be the first partaker of these signs and wonders in Jesus' name. Let me hear you say a big amen. Open your Bibles with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 8. I'll read briefly verse 17 and verse 18, which is part of the major anchor scripture for this program. And I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Verse 18. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders, not wonder, wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. As a child of God, your heritage is signs and wonders. As a child of God, your normal lifestyle should be a lifestyle of signs and wonders. It is the normal and natural way of a believer. It is the way God has destined you to live. A life whereby people are surprised at what is happening in your life. Now, what is a life of signs and wonders? We'll go through that briefly, and then we'll trust God for his blessings the more tonight in Jesus' name. What is a life of signs and wonders? It is a supernatural life superior to the natural life. It is a supernatural life that is superior to a natural life. A natural life is just a normal life. There are some guys, they call themselves, they say, I'm just a normal guy. That's not a signs and wonders life. A natural life is superior to a natural life. A supernatural life is superior to a natural life. Number two, what is a life of signs and wonders? It is a life of unexplainable progress and development. A life of progress that salary cannot define what you are achieving. A life whereby your result is more than the size of your business. A life whereby the way to which you are developing on a monthly basis, on a weekly basis, is superior to what you can think you even prepared for. It is unexplainable. If your progress can be explained by natural terms, it's not yet a progress of signs and wonders. If your life can be explained by your certificates, it's not a life of signs and wonders. If what you are experiencing day in, day out can be explained by the income of your husband or your wife or the business you control, it's not a life of signs. Signs and wonders life is unexplainable. You can't say, I don't understand how it is happening. That is the kind of life God will give to somebody here today. That is the kind of life God will release to somebody here today. Number three, what is a life of signs and wonders? It is a life of distinction and continuous celebration. A life of distinction and continuous. That is, you are distinguished in your family. You are distinguished among the seven children of your mother. You are distinguished among the five children of your father. You are distinguished among the four siblings you have. And in that life that is distinguished is continuous celebration. Before you finish one celebration, you continue with another. Before you finish thanking God for one thing, another celebration has started. Before you finish sharing one testimony, you're already preparing next Sunday's testimony. Somebody's life is here. All the days of your life, God will distinguish you in your family. I say God will distinguish you in your family. God will bring you out as a Joseph in your family. God will bring you out as a David in your family. Let me hear your loudest amen. There is somebody here. You will be the Esther of your generation. You will be the savior that will save everyone that is coming behind you in your family. Can I hear your loud amen? A life of signs and wonders is a life of distinctions and continuous celebration. Continuous celebration. From today, there will be no pause in your celebration. Many of us here, if not all of us here, know how remote control work when you are watching a movie and you are enjoying the movie and you quickly want to go and check the dodo you are frying, and then you quickly pause it. If you pause it, the way you pause it, that's the way you come back to meet it. It's not that the thing will be playing while you are away. When you pause it, it will stay like that. If somebody was about to slap somebody, maybe Nigerian film, somebody wants to slap somebody, and he was, he said, what do you mean? It will stay like that. You go and fry the dodo. After frying it, you fry the egg, fry everything, join. You come back, his hand is still like that. It's like a statue. If you leave it like that and you go to work, maybe they phone you in UITH. Hello, 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 doctor. Yes, come. There's an emergency. Then you could not wait. You let, if you come back in the evening, the neighbor did not take light. You still meet the person, still like that. You say, the way I left you is the way I met you. Your life will never suffer a pause again. And I say this, mark it. Every powers of darkness that have determined to press the pause mode concerning your life, today, they will catch fire in the name of Jesus. They will catch fire in the name of Jesus. They will catch fire in the name of Jesus. Their instruments will catch fire. Their organs will catch fire. The tongue that they are using to speak against you will catch fire. Can I hear you say a big amen? I've told you this story before. One of my friends years ago was kidnapped. A very rich man was kidnapped. And while he was in the bush, he saw a man. While the kidnappers took him to the bush, he saw a man that was tied. This picture was there and some things were there. And they nailed him to the wall. They nailed that man to the wall. Inside deep forest. He said when he saw it, he shook his head like this. People are very wicked. People are very, very wicked. See this. How can this person ever know that he is inside this place? I also read of a story of a lady whose mother-in-law, because she's not from the same tribe as the mother-in-law, and the mother-in-law tied her womb and put it inside a fish and threw the fish back into the lagoon, tied the womb and took the fish and put it back into the ocean until God supernaturally delivered her. Anybody that wants to place your life on pause mode, God will judge them today. Don't be surprised within these 12 days when you hear that something happens in your enemy's house. I said, don't be surprised within these 12 days when you hear that something happened in your enemy's house. It will happen in the name of Jesus. It will happen in the name of Jesus. Those that do not want you to rest will be laid to rest. Those that do not want you to rest will be laid to rest. Number 4, what is a life of signs and wonders? It is a life whereby you are living a heavenly life on the earth. It is a life where you live heaven lifestyle on the earth. In heaven, there's no sickness. In heaven, there's nothing like struggling in heaven. So, a life of signs and wonders is a life we are living on the earth, but it's as if you are living in heaven. You drive the car of your choice. You marry the woman of your choice. You have the number of children you desire. You are established, as it were, on the earth, as if you are in heaven before God, your maker. Somebody's here today. That is the kind of life my God will give to you. A life that is heaven on earth. Number 5. What is a life of signs and wonders? It is a life exempted from the sufferings of the earth. A life of signs and wonders is a life where you are exempted from the suffer of this earth. You don't suffer with them. You don't struggle like others. You don't struggle like others struggle. You are exempted from cancer. You are exempted from HIV. You are exempted from eye problems. You are exempted from spinal cord injury. You are exempted from accidents. Somebody say a big amen. All the things others suffer, you are not permitted to suffer if you are living a life of signs and wonders. When you live a life of signs and wonders, when they are pursuing others in the dream, if they pursue you, they die in the dream and they die physically. They die in the dream, they die physically. You are exempted. Your children are exempted. Today I decree, you are exempted from every form of hardship in the name of Jesus. This year, 2019, mark it. You are exempted from every jaga-jaga that you experienced in the past in the name of Jesus. And number 6, where we stop on definitions for tonight. What is a life of signs and wonders? It is a life that experiences regularly only what God can do. A life that experiences regularly only what God can do. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to realize that there are many mighty men, but there is only one almighty God. There are many men you can call mighty men, strong men, but there is only one person that is almighty. He is the only person that is almighty. And there are some things that only him can do it. It's a song, only you can do what no man can do. There are some things men can do it. There are some things your wife can help you and assist you to do it. But there are some things only the Almighty God can do it. And I speak to somebody here today. Those things that only God can do for you, he will begin to do it for you tonight in the name of Jesus. He will begin to do it in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 118 verse 23, he said, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our sight. That's one of the characteristics of the things that God can do. They are always marvelous. That's one of the major things that makes you to know that this one is God's work. They are marvelous. This year, 2019, all your life shall be filled with marvelous works. I say your day-to-day activity shall be filled with marvelous works. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your louder amen? Your knowledge of this, your supernatural route, is important for you before you can access the supernatural. Your knowledge to know that this is your right, so you resist it when it's not like that. When you see failure, you shake your head. No. Temikolele. No. It can't be my portion. When you see something that is not right. No. I'm for signs and wonders. This is not my portion. John 8 verse 32. John 8 verse 32. Bible says, you shall know the truth. And the truth will set you free. You know the truth. The truth sets you free. One of our beloved brothers on the crossover night said, the doctor told him that he cannot produce children. A old man that God created, doctor now looked at him and said, no, this thing can happen. And honestly speaking, it's not as if the doctor lied. It is what the doctor can see naturally that he's talking about. It's not as if he lied. But when Jehovah Wadu stepped in, he dusted the record of the doctors and gave him a very handsome son, a big boy, to mesmerize the devil and to put the devil to shame. This year, 2019, God will put the devil to shame in your life. This year, 2019, God will put the devil to shame in your life. Quickly tonight, I'll be showing you one way to access these signs and wonders. What is this way? What is this major thing that will make me to access these signs and wonders? Because that's what we'll be showing you in the course of this program. How do I get? I'm desperate for these signs and wonders. I am desperate for these signs and wonders. I am desperate for these signs and wonders. How do I get it? The first way we'll be showing you tonight is via the love of God. The love of God. The love of God. In 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, it says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the heart of man what God has in store for them that love him. Now, a lot of times we quote that scripture, but we don't really look at it very well. It says, eyes, the eyes of a human being has never been able to see. The ears of a child or a human being, man or woman, has never heard it before. It has never, nobody has ever thought about it before. What God is going to do for anybody that says, God, I love you. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that awesome? That is what God will do for me if I can love him. Nobody has ever witnessed it before. They have never seen his kind before. Nobody has ever heard about it before. Nobody, as Bill Gates is, he has never even thought of inventing it before. When you find a man or woman that loves God, you have found a man or woman that is a commander of signs and wonders. The love factor is critical in the signs and wonders school. The love factor is a critical thing to access signs and wonders. And every man or woman that will access signs and wonders must be a God lover. God lover. Once the love of God is in place, signs and wonders is automatic. Love determines your level of manifestation. The more you love, the more you manifest. That's why you see those that don't love God, they are strugglers permanently. They struggle. Many people think that when we tell them to love God and draw closer to God, there is something that is a personal gain. What personal gain does somebody have when you love God? Nothing. My prayer for you tonight is that a new grace to love God comes upon you in the name of Jesus. If you succeed in walking in love with God, you have succeeded in endearing yourself to God. You have won his heart. Once you walk in the love of God, you have won God's heart. Once you, once you, you love God. You have won. Can you imagine yourself winning the heart of God? As small as I am, if you win my heart, there are a lot of things that can proceed from out of it. Not to talk of the Almighty. Not to talk of the King of Glory. Examples of those that walked in love. Number one is Elijah, who was a man that stopped rain for over 3 years. In 1 Kings 19 verse 10, he was a man that was jealous for God. He was jealous for God. He was jealous for God. And he said, I've been very jealous. I know you're only jealous for somebody you love. When you're somebody that doesn't love God, if anything is happening in the church, he doesn't care. If anything happens that leads to God, he doesn't care. But this man was jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken their covenant, and thrown down thy altar, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. He was a man that was jealous for God. His jealousy for God made him to stop the rain. 1 Kings 17 verse 1. 1 Kings 17 verse 1. He stopped the rain. Say, you guys, you ain't going to see rain at all, except by my word. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. If you refuse to thank God, I stop rain for you. You know, once rain stops, existence stops. He stopped rain. He said there won't be rain, and heaven hearkened. According to James chapter 5 verse 17, he's a man just like you and I. But the difference between him and many of us is just a love portion. What is the difference between Elijah and many Christians? Is the love. Now, Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are. That is, he's a man born like every one of us. Elijah did not drop from heaven. He was born. The Bible says he's Elijah the Tishbite. So he's somebody that was born. But what made him different? He was a man that loved God. He prayed that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth for the space of 3 years, 6 months. Can you imagine a man like any one of us here just going outside and saying, there won't be rain here? If Buhari does not come to church to serve God, there won't be rain in Nigeria for 5 years. He was a man that loved God. He loved God with passion, and that's why God honored his word. Friends, many of us don't know what we need. That's why we are in need. On the day your heart begins to love God, you are made. On the day your heart, when you hear the things of God, your heart is panting. When you hear the things of God, everything about God makes you high. Then you have become a candidate of signs and wonders. That's for me. My best friends are God lovers, because I know they are going somewhere, and we must go there together. My best, once I see that you love God, I know that they're going somewhere, and I want to be part of it. Another example of somebody that loved God are three men called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These were men that walked in and out of fire because of the love of God. In Daniel chapter 3, from verse 1, you know the story very well, but let's, with emphasis from verse 16 to 27, they said, these guys, you must bow to a God. They said, we are not going to bow to anybody. From verse 16 to 27, with emphasis. And then they said, guys, we are going to throw you inside the fire. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said, O King Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter at all. There is nothing that can make us to stop loving God. Fire, water, anything you want to do, do. But to stop loving this God, forget it. We have signed to love God for life. We have signed to love God for life. And that is our desire. All the days of our life, if you want us to die, I know he will save us, but even if he doesn't save us, we prefer to die than not to love this God again. You can see that love is very, very strong. That's why Psalms of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6 says love is as strong as death. He said, but, now look at this, but if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Go on, please. What's the next verse? 19. Thank you, Jesus. We will not serve the Lord, we will not serve that God that you have set up. No! We will not serve it. In these days, we have people who easily turn back from God. Small thing like this. Small dollars like this. Say, forget it. When I make money, God, I will come back to God, and God will have mercy on me. May that never be your testimony in Jesus' name. I say, may that never be your testimony in Jesus' name. May that never be your testimony in Jesus' name. One of the major things that makes people to stop loving God is because of money. And can I tell you this? Silver and gold are God's. He's the one that owns everything. And I tell you this, even as you love him, he will shower it upon you massively. I don't have time to read all this story tonight because of the shortage of time. Shadrach and Abednego walked into water, walked into fire, and before they got there, God was waiting for them there. And the king got up and went there and was surprised. We dropped three men into fire. How come we dropped three men there? How come they have now turned to four? Who is the fourth person? We were just having a nice time inside fire. Hello, how's everything? Yeah, how's your work today? How's work today? Good. How many wives do you have? Yeah. How's everything? How's everything going with you? What did you eat today? And what's your plan for tomorrow? Which country are you going to spend your Christmas? They were just having fun inside fire. Inside fire. It doesn't matter the fire that your enemies throws into your life this year. You are going to escape it in the name of Jesus. And they called them out of the fire. They said, come out, you these guys. This year, those that thought that you will see shame, they and their family, they are the ones that will see shame. I said, those that thought that you are going to see shame, they are the ones that will see shame. Let me just give you one more example of Daniel in Daniel chapter 6, from verse 10 to 23. This was a man who loved God with passion. They organized among themselves to kill him because he loved God. The Bible says, they said, there's no way we can get this Daniel except in the area of his love for God. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, he still went ahead to pray three times a day like he has been doing before. Despite, they said, if you pray, we will kill you. He said, if you want to kill me, kill me. I will still pray. He still went on his knee three times a day to pray. And now Daniel knew that the writing was signed. He went to his house and his window opened. He did not do Jelenke prayer or close his window. He opened the window and began to pray. Being open in his chambers towards Jerusalem, he knelt down upon his knee three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he had done every other time. He did not say, let me just pray in my toilet. At least in toilet they can't see me. Or let me just pray in my kitchen. Inside my kitchen they can't see me. He prayed publicly. His love for God made him to take a risk for God. I want to ask you tonight, as we journey into the year 2019, what is the level of risk you can take? The level of risk you can take for God shows the extent of your love for God. If you are not ready to take any risk for God, you fear boss more than anything. You fear money not being in your pockets more than anything. Then your love is weak. Your love is weak. My prayer for you today is that your love will be reignited. They threw Daniel inside the prison, inside the lion's den. And he was playing with the lion. God silenced the mouth of lions because he saw a lover. God can do anything when he sees a lover. God can do anything when he sees a lover. Now, you will think that maybe that lion was a fake lion. It's not a fake lion because by the time they brought Daniel out and they threw his accusers inside, those lions ate them and they even broke their bones. So it's as if the lion had a problem. These are real life stories. They are things that happen for real. And I tell you this, the God of signs and wonders will bring about a repeat of signs and wonders like I've seen in the past in your own life in the name of Jesus. Listen, all these stories in the scripture, they are to remind us that it can happen in our life again. Anything you have seen in the scripture shows that it can happen in your own life also. If you see somebody get a baby, you can get yours. If you see somebody go to prison or suffer in life and become a prime minister, you can also become a prime minister. You can become anything in life. If you see somebody from a shepherd boy become a king of a whole nation, you can also become anything you have seen in the scripture. You can repeat it. It's permitted. You can copy paste it. It can happen. If it happened, then it will happen again in your life. As I round up tonight, I'll just give you a few signs that you love God. Number one sign is that you love his kingdom. Psalms 132 verse 4 and 5. Psalm 132 verse 4 and 5. I will not give sleep to my eye nor slumber to my eyelid till I have a place out for my God. I will not sleep nor slumber. That's David talking. When you love God's house, it shows that you love God. You love his house. You love everything about his house. You love building churches. You love walking in his house. It shows you love God. Number two sign that you love God is that you love people. 1 John 4 verse 20. You love people. When you love people, it shows that you love God. It's not difficult for me to know if somebody loves God. Once I see how you relate with other human beings, I will know if you love God. When somebody that operates in hatred, hates everybody, doesn't operate in love with anybody, you don't love God. If any man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he had not seen? Somebody that cannot love somebody he can see with his physical eyes, can never love somebody that he cannot see with his physical eyes. Somebody that sit down next to you, you don't love the person. You now say, the person I love is in Japan. It's a lie. A person that operates in hatred can never love God. When you want to know somebody that loves God, try to see how they relate with other friends, other people around them. When you see somebody that all the neighbors around them, north, south, east, and west, they are all enemies. The person is the only good person. Then the person does not love God. When you see somebody who is always against others' progress, he doesn't like other people's progress, he doesn't love God. But when you see somebody that loves God, he or she always behaves with love, talks with love. The words of their mouth are words of love. Number three, sign of that a person loves God is that you love his word. Psalm 119 verse 97. Psalm 119 verse 97. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Psalm 119 verse 97. So when you love God, you love his word. You love his word. And lastly, when a person loves God, he loves soul winning. You love soul winning. Every soul winner is a lover of God. Every man or woman that loves souls. Because what God loves is souls. God is interested in souls. That's what God loves most. That's why he sent his only son. Can you imagine somebody having only one son and sending that one son to be sacrificed because of souls? Mark 16:15. He was a man that loves. He loves souls. He said, and he gave us the mandate. Go ye. Somebody say, go ye. Go ye. Listen, signs and wonder is not difficult. If you operate in this love, you love his house. You love his house. You love people. You love the world and you love. Now look at this as I round up. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That is what one of the major things that makes you to operate in signs and wonders. You go ye, not that you sit ye. You go ye. You go ye. You speak to people. You encourage them to come to the house of God. You walk the walk of reconciliation. Those that are angry with God, you say, don't be angry with God. You can't be angry with God. You can't be angry with your maker. Those that are angry with others in the church, say, you can't be angry with them. They are just human beings. They are not the people you have come to serve. Face the God you have come to serve. My prayer for somebody here today, this year, a new baptism of the Spirit of the love of God comes on you in the name of Jesus. May your heart pant after God with passion. I say, may your heart pant after God with Jesus. May a new grace be released upon you tonight to love God like never before in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. And as you do this, you love his house, you love people, you love his word, you love souls, then you see things working so easily for you. You walk in the realm of signs and wonders without struggle. That will be your realm from today. In the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.